thing. I know we never met. I know.
You want me to forget. Why can't I forget you? I'm not happy.
I know.
Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. Although I love you in my own peculiar way, don't doubt my love if sometimes my mind should wander to a suddenly remembered yesterday. My thoughts could never stray too long away from you. Because I love you in my own peculiar way. Though I may not always be the way you'd have me be, though my faults may grow in number day by day, let no one ever say I've ever been untrue. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way.
Finishing up the show with Perry Como. As listener RRG says, we don't hear Perry Como often enough. I heard Perry Como when I was a wee lad, and Perry Como was one of those voices that made me love music. Great singer and a great interpreter of songs. Here he was singing a song written by Willie Nelson on an album, a country album that Perry Como did, called The Scene Changes, recorded in Nashville. Terrific album, amazing singer. Great song, too, My Own Peculiar Way, sung by Perry Como. Nick Brook, before that, I had him on the show when that album came out called Border Towns. It's in the WFMU archives if you're intrigued about his process. We heard Heart Butte by Nick Brook. John Langford and the Men of Gwent, something new. Lost on Land and Sea is the album. We heard a track called Honest Ken. Brian Woodbury with Intelligent Life from his album of last year called Rhapsody and Filigree. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim. The extended monologue. The extended tribute to Broccoli. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy. 7-second delay. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City, Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org.
So we'll go as planned. What's the address?
We're on the air now, so I'd rather not give out my new home address.
I'll give it out.
If that's okay.
No problem. You're busy.
Oh, you go. Yeah, go ahead. Give it out.
I don't know. I'd have to be invited over to know it, wouldn't I?
Do you know what town I live in now?
You did tell me like four times. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I kind of spaced out. I kind of wasn't listening.
This is perfect.
Because you were not talking about me. I could sense almost immediately this is not about me.
Yeah.
And that gives me the luxury, the license.
To tune out.
To tune out. To go to SeaWorld.
How are things at SeaWorld?
Shamu says hi. Shamu's a big fan. Hey, great show this morning.
Thank you. What was your favorite part?
You don't think I can name a band, do you?
Can you name us a band?
A band that you played this morning.
Yeah, go ahead and name one.
Do you think I could?
No. I don't think you could.
Do you want to bet?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Do you have your wallet with you?
It's upstairs.
Would you bet me 5 minutes? Could I leave 5 minutes early if I could name a band?
Yeah, but you get one guess.
Okay. By the way, I haven't heard Audubon in many years, and that was a kind of went into interesting choice, deep cut there with Audubon.
Yeah. Who did it? Who did that version of Audubon that I played? We weren't guessing song titles. We were guessing bands.
Wasn't that the name of the band?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
It wasn't?
No. That's the name of a famous song.
Well, what was Audubon's big hit?
I don't know of a band named Audubon. Probably one exists, but Kraftwerk had the hit with Audubon.
And is that what you played?
No, I did not play the Kraftwerk version.
Oh, yeah, no. Kraftwerk version would be too common, would be too popular.
I've played Kraftwerk. I have no problem with Kraftwerk.
There's no such band as Kraftwerk. No band would name themselves Kraftwerk.
They were a huge and hugely influential band.
Then explain this.
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of them?
Because you've been holed up in the SeaWorld gift shop for the last 25 years.
Waiting for the clerk to look the other way.
Yeah.
So I could take that little...
But please give my best regards to Shamu. Tell him that I hope he gets out of there one of these days.
Shamu's very happy. That's the big secret about Shamu.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Shamu has a more exciting life, more fulfilling life than either of us.
Wow, because, you know, there's this documentary about SeaWorld.
Yeah, that would... good. You keep on watching documentaries.
Yeah, that
take notes. Every time you see a documentary, take notes. Then you'll know what to believe and think.
It seems like it's a pretty bleak existence for the orcas at SeaWorld.
Yeah, then explain this. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why do I envy him?
Because he's got a big pool to swim around, and you're tied up in the gift shop.
He does 5 shows a day. I got 1 show a week. And this is how it begins every week. Crap like this. At least Shamu gets right to it. At least Shamu's... If I was Shamu, I'd already be 3 big tricks in. I'd be getting a standing ovation already.
I appreciate our writers for writing this great foreplay. I'm not gonna criticize them.
Do we have to plug? You want to try to solicit quizzes?
Quiz shows? Yeah, if you want to give us a quiz, I'm open right now. I'm kind of booked up, but I could book a quiz for a couple of weeks from now.
You know who's been fun is talking to professors.
Yeah.
About the subjects that they teach in.
Yep.
They always have great questions, thoughtful questions, provocative questions. And we've been talking to them. And if there's someone with a passion, a certain subject, they'd like to put 10, 15 questions together and ask us questions. We're pre-recording these quizzes so I can go on vacation.
A really long vacation, apparently.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Like maybe a three-month-long vacation.
Not 3 months, but I'll be back and forth.
Well, you'll be mostly gone for 3 months.
Gone, baby, gone.
Yeah.
I'm counting the minutes. And then do you want to plug
the Musical Chairs?
Musical Chairs, February 24th.
Is that when we're doing it, February 24th?
Yeah, that's when you told me, yep.
Okay.
Here at Monty Hall.
Yeah, we're doing
we're going to sell 60 tickets. 60 people come in. They pay $10 at the door. What waits for them inside?
Chairs.
59 chairs. 60 fans. 3-4 referees.
Oh, boy, is it going to be fun.
Everyone gets a stun gun?
Well, I don't know about the stun gun.
It's going to get wild. It's full contact musical chairs.
Right. We will have protective equipment for the end once it gets really crazy.
It is going to be fun.
That's really happening at Monty Hall, February 24th.
Yeah.
Musical chairs.
Are we going to... there'll be a big prize.
Oh, yes.
A new Toyota.
Yes, of course. Right. I forgot. We're giving away a Toyota.
Yeah, a new Toyota.
Yeah. Oh, it's a new one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I thought it was a used one.
Sure. No, a new Toyota.
All right.
No, that's a promise.
Yeah. Great. And we're having a mini record fair at Monty Hall this coming Saturday.
I'm sorry. I should clarify.
11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I suddenly feel bad, and legally we might be held responsible. I should clarify. I might have slurred my words, and it might have been confusing.
Okay.
Yes, it's technically a new Toyota, but it's a new toy Yoda from Star Wars, a little plastic figurine.
Oh, a Mandalorian.
I could see why people would get excited.
A Mandalorian kind of.
Yes. Now, in hindsight, I realize I should clarify.
Yeah.
And then you said something about a record fair.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Will there be any craft work there?
Yes, there will.
Will the Kraftwerk album that's being sold contain their hit Autobahn?
Yes, it will.
Learn something every day.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
Sounds like you're a big fan of that song, Autobahn.
No, I'm not.
You've heard it.
I have not heard it.
Yes, you have.
I have not heard it.
You have.
I have?
Yeah.
Play me a little snippet of Autobahn.
Give me a break.
You think I'll bet you I haven't heard Autobahn. Can I leave 5 minutes early?
No. You already lost that.
Haven't heard Autobahn?
You already lost that bet.
No, I have to stay 5 minutes late. I have to stay at the Matt show. Wouldn't that be funny if I have to stay at the Matt show? I have to stay after. I get detention.
Yeah, that's what we should start.
Hey, why don't we do that? You think Matt would let me do that? Sit in with him?
I don't think he would want you to.
No, I know he wouldn't want me to. That's a given.
Yeah.
You think he'd let me?
You've heard this, right?
What is this?
It's Autobahn. That's how it starts.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, it's fun in stereo to listen to.
See? Brings back great memories, doesn't it?
Okay, now play it at the right speed.
It's 22 minutes long.
It is?
Yeah. Let's jump forward.
I'm leaving early. I've never heard it.
You've heard it.
I've never heard it.
They're just getting cooking.
You ever see them live?
I didn't.
They're amazing.
I wish I had.
Did you ever hear their version of Up on the Roof?
I think you're thinking of the Drifters.
Oh, that's right.
All right, so that's Autobahn. All right, so tonight we're playing Drunk versus Stone.
Drunks versus Stone. We have two phone numbers.
If you're stoned, and hopefully you started early, you're not just smoking something up right now.
Yeah, you're probably tripping by now if you started early.
But if you're stoned, the phone number to call is 201-209-9368. If you're drunk, and we're talking about legally drunk, you know, two or three drinks, I would say, at least.
No, I think any buzz at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. What's legally drunk? You can't drive?
I don't know. It's like, you know.
0.08 or
whatever. 0.06 or something. Okay. But anyway, if you're drunk, the phone number, we have a separate phone number just for you.
Yeah.
201-209-0781. And we're going to give you music trivia questions. And we'll see which team wins.
We're going to get a stoned listener on line one, 201-209-9368.
Oh, is that how we're doing it?
And then a drunk listener. Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hard to do.
Why? How else would you do it? It's stoned versus drunk.
That we can take them one at a time and just, you know, try to go for... It's going to be too difficult to get one of each at the same time. That's going to make it really difficult. But we have our first call. Who do you think's going to win? The drunk team or the stone team? I think the stone team is going to win.
Well, because you're the captain. You're the lifetime captain, by the way.
Well, because it's a music trivia contest.
You're the captain. You're the guy that all the parents of the stone kids, they yell at him. Hey, put my kid in. Hey, Ken. How come you're not playing my kid? He's as stoned as anyone out there. That's what they say to Captain Friedman. Okay, wait, let's try to get...
I put him in at the end of the game.
Yeah, when we have an 11-point lead.
Yeah.
Come on, okay, let's take the call.
Okay.
If you're stoned, 201-209-9368. If you're drunk, 201-209-0781. Hey, let me ask you this, Captain Friedman.
Yeah.
You don't want to do two listeners at once? You want to do one at a time? You want to alternate? Let me ask you this, smart guy.
Okay.
Why do we have two different numbers?
Exactly. To identify them more easily.
Oh, for the love of crack. 201-209-0781 if you're drunk. We're going to do it at the same time. Look.
Okay.
Look, the switchboard's lighting up.
All right.
Dear God.
Hi, we have two callers on the line. Who do we got?
Harry from Brooklyn.
Hey, Harry.
Harry, are you? Have you been drinking or toking up?
I wanted to use this opportunity to say I'm 170 days sober today, and you can hang up on me now.
No.
Okay, well, you're not eligible for this. If we do a show next week about live from Squaresville, we'll make sure we'll call you back. Yeah. Hey, the mayor of Squaresville called. He's a personal friend of ours. Thanks very much.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Troy.
Hey, Troy, are you stoned or drunk?
I am stoned.
Okay, thanks, Troy. Troy called our stone number, 201-209-9368, and it's going to be Troy against, we need a listener who's had a drink or two or three.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is James
Which line did you... Okay, I'm sorry, James. Which line did James call, Ken?
He appears to be on the drunk line.
James, have you been drinking a little bit?
Oh, I go on the other line.
Oh, you're stoned right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think we're going to have a lot more stoned listeners than drunk listeners.
How proud you must be. How proud you must be. All right, we're looking for a someone who's been drinking. 201-209-9368.
I'm sorry,
201-209-0781.
Let's not do this that way.
Why?
It's going to make it really difficult.
But we're going to need the equal number of stoned and drunk listeners.
Yeah, but we don't have to do it in real time. We can. We have
just try one more caller, and then I'll shut up. I swear, I'll shut up.
Well, I don't have anybody calling the drunk hotline right
201-209-0781. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, they're drunk. 20 and then 1. 201. And then 2 again, and 0 again. And then nine. Line is like an upside down six.
Yeah, you're making this really
well. They're drunk, Ken.
Difficult.
Then 0781. 201-209-0781. When I
and
say
then
oh,
what?
And when
then
I say
what do
oh,
you
I
do?
Mean zero. Say it again.
And then what?
No, and then you let it ring, and then Uncle Ken will talk to you and explain everything to you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We're going to walk you through it. You're going to be okay, brother.
Well, we have Troy and James.
Well, they're just stoners.
Well, let's get going. Let's
okay,
just, let's
is there just anyone? Just check 0781. Okay. Anybody at all? Anybody?
Hi, you're on the
air.
Hey, have you been drinking a little, Michael?
Yes. I've had a beer and a couple of...
Good enough. You're feeling a little bit? You got a little buzz going?
So we now
more than a little, yeah.
We now have three people... On the line. We have
no. Okay. Well, tell one of the stone guys to hang up.
Okay.
Why? Oh, you can't do that. Okay. Troy and Michael. This is between Troy and Michael.
Okay.
Troy is representing the stone team. What's the name of the stone team, by the way?
We didn't come up with names yet.
Well, we need someone to suggest a name.
Okay.
And, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here comes the trivia. The trivia question number one. You ready?
Yeah. We're all ready, Andy.
Okay, I'm just trying to find a. Okay.
What year? Can you
what year? Within what year did Sun Records sell Elvis Presley's? Wait. Okay, ready,
Andy,
stoners?
Andy, you're driving me insane here.
In a good way?
No, not in a good way.
Like a second date sort of way? Like this is like I'm the one?
Yeah.
Like that kind of way?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Do
yeah.
we have Troy and Michael on the phone?
I don't know who we have on the line anymore.
Okay.
I'm on the line, do you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, no.
I'm still here as well.
No, they're both there. Oh, I see. Because you can't.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Okay.
You got to go. You got to.
Okay. You hung up on everyone.
Yeah, I had to hang up on everyone.
because you, if a third caller hangs up, we get their dial tone and we can't, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. We're with new callers now. What's your name? You're on the air. Hi.
Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Emma.
Emma, you've called the drunk hotline.
First time caller.
Emma, you've been drinking a little. You've been drinking a little today.
A little bit. Only in this afternoon, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
You don't want to try to get a stone around
Emma's,
the phone?
Emma's a little day drunk. Yeah, the stone switchboard is completely empty now.
201-209-9368. Emma, what's your drink? Emma, what are you doing drinking in the afternoon, honey? What?
No, I mean, it's the evening. It's after work.
It's dark. It's dark out, right?
Now, is this a routine? Is this a nightly routine? Is this you every night around this time?
It's not. I don't have to go back to work for a little while.
Are you going to harass everybody calling over their choices? Whether
I'm just wondering if we've been doing this 31 years, if we've ever had a listener listen to our show, Stone Cold Sober.
Well, that's a whole other question.
I have listened sober many times.
Actually, oh, you have?
While driving and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually usually listen while, you know, under the influence or anything.
Okay, what do we do, Ken? I'll defer to you. Well, Ken's getting all hot and bothered.
Can we just ask Emma a question?
I feel like we've been married for 12 years.
We can get going. We can just get going.
Yeah.
Let's ask Emma a question.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's calling the Stone Hotline now.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I've used cannabis sativa recently.
What's your name?
That's good enough for us.
My name's Bill in Silver Spring, Maryland.
All right, hi, Bill.
Okay, Bill. Okay, Bill, this is for you and Emma. Bill is stoned, Emma's drunk.
Right.
You ready?
It's stone versus drunk. And what do they do? You're going to ask a question?
I'm going to ask a question. It's not going to be multiple choice. You have to answer. I'm sorry. If you know the answer, you say stoned. Instead of buzzing in, you say the word stoned. Emma, if you know the answer, you say the word drunk. And in order to prevent you from Googling this, you have to answer within 4 seconds, or we just move on. Are you ready?
Okay.
What was Kurt Cobain's occupation before?
Musician. Stoned.
Stoned? Okay.
What's your answer, Bill?
My answer is musician.
No. I'm sorry. That is incorrect. You didn't let me finish. What was Kurt Cobain's occupation? Musician. Before he hit it big. Musician.
He was still a musician. He just wasn't a well-paid one.
I'm sorry. If you have a dictionary nearby, Stoner Bill, look up the word occupation. It's going to rock your world.
How did he make his money before he started making money as a musician?
Drunk.
Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead, Emma. What's your guess?
I'm thinking something practical. Like musicians, before they really make it, they're doing something like waiting tables.
Okay, that's your guess. Well, you can't. Wait, she got it right.
What did she say?
She said something like waiting tables.
But that's
he was a janitor.
That's not like waiting tables.
Of course it is.
It's very similar.
Very similar. How is it different?
It's a different job. Is how it's different.
But it's she didn't say waiting tables. She did not say. She said something like waiting tables.
You're
going to argue with that?
You just want to give a point to the drunk team.
I'm not going to lie to you. I have a little crush on Emma. Okay.
All right. We'll give a point to the drunk team.
Are you ready for question number two? We're going to keep this team on. Okay.
Okay.
Bill, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go. What TV show, classic TV show, began with Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage, his version of Love and Marriage?
Stoned.
Yes,
go ahead,
stoned.
Bill.
Oh, maybe a little too stoned. That one on Fox.
It was on Fox.
It was on
you're
Fox.
You're correct. It was Fox. Stoned.
Something about the baby carriage and...
You're quoting the lyrics.
Sorry.
Man, you... This is.
Ed O'Neill was in it.
Yeah, that's right. Ed O'Neill was in it. I didn't appreciate the handicap.
Married with Children.
Yeah. There you go.
But wait a minute. The 4 second rule.
Okay.
What are you going to give it to him?
No.
I think we really, because you could have Googled it by then. Am I right?
Sure. I wasn't Googling nothing.
I believe you weren't.
I believe him.
He might have been.
I'm giving the stone to
you. Why don't we leave it up to Emma? Emma, Do we give him the point? Drunk Emma?
I'm a fair sport. I'm a generous sport. He can take it. He can
okay.
Take it.
We gave Emma one. We gave Emma a break last round.
Thank
we sure
Emma.
Did.
Okay.
You're welcome, Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you calling from?
Silver Spring, Maryland.
And then, Emma, where are you calling from?
Staten Island, New York.
And how far is Silver Springs from Staten Island, Ken? It's about 3 hours, isn't it? Right down the turnpike? About 4 hours.
Yeah, around that.
So they could meet. 4 hours. You guys could meet at a McDonald's at exit 4 if
they
you wanted to.
They could meet in Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Rut Hut.
But you wouldn't know what addiction to raise your kids as because if you got married, because Bill, you're into cannabis and Emma, you're an alcoholic.
Well, why don't we let the kids decide for themselves?
Why does one preclude the other? Why can't you be? Why can't your kids be both? Have both problems? Why can't they?
I think kids should be able to choose what substance they want to abuse.
That's true. It's a free country.
Yeah, you shouldn't have the parents, shoving their own addiction down the throats of their kids.
Yeah, your parents didn't do that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, my parents were both alcoholics, and
Found weed on your own.
And I'm a pothead. Yeah.
What a glorious day that was.
Yeah. Hey. I had to rebel against them somehow.
Ken's first toke. Hey, how long has this been going on? Quick impression of my friend Ken. Okay, here's question number 3. Just make
How many
it.
Questions are there?
There's going to be. There, oh, I, we have 38 questions.
Okay.
This is your new. Perfect. This is your new career, sweetheart. Yeah, you just make yourself comfortable, darling. You take those shoes off. Okay, ready? Who was the first performer to perform at the Woodstock Rock Festival?
Ooh, good question.
The first one on stage.
Stoned.
Yes.
Go ahead. Take your guess, Bill.
John Sebastian?
Oh, great guess.
No,
not
terrible
true.
Guess.
No, great guess. He was like second.
No, he wasn't.
He was. They sent him out there. He wasn't even on the program.
They sent him out there because of the rainstorm.
Yes, he wasn't. Yeah, they couldn't put a band out there. He just had an acoustic guitar. They sent him out there like improvised. He was not even, he's scheduled to perform.
In the movie, they made it seem like
I don't care. Yeah. I don't want to hear your story.
Is that correct?
That is not correct.
Okay.
Well, I know who it was. Stone.
Okay, Stone. Who was it?
But Emma gets a chance, too, because I already...
Well, Emma's far too young to even know what Woodstock was.
I think Janis Joplin was at Woodstock.
That's a good guess, sweetheart. Listen,
at some point.
We're going to give it the real answer. Why don't you say someone... Emma, say someone like Janis Joplin.
Yes.
Just say that.
What?
Say someone like Janis Joplin.
Someone like Janis Joplin.
Someone like Janis Joplin?
There,
is that your
is
guess?
Anyone like
she's
Janis
right.
Joplin?
No.
I think Bill had an answer.
It'll be someone. She's right. It was someone like Janis Joplin. It was Richie Havens.
The Claw?
Exactly like Janis Joplin.
Yeah, Richie. Is that what his nickname was?
That's what I call him.
Yeah, did that catch on at all?
No.
No. It did now. I'm going to call him the Claw, too. Richie Havens was the first performer. He did an acoustic set. Okay.
He sang Freedom.
Yeah, he sang Freedom.
Yeah, with his thumb.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's why you call him
freedom,
the Claw.
Freedom,
yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah. All right. Hey, and for extra points, was Richie Havens good?
Stone. Not drunk. He was great.
No. Emma, do you want to take a guess?
Yeah, he was fabulous.
No, he was good. Nope. The answer is yes, nope. He was good. He wasn't great.
Do we want to keep Bill and Emma on the line? Or
yeah, why? You got somebody else?
Well, we could go for some new contestants if you would like.
What album was what Led Zeppelin album was "Stairway to Heaven" on?
Stoned.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bill.
Led Zeppelin 2.
I'm sorry, that I don't believe that's correct.
Do you have the answer?
No, I don't. But I don't believe it's correct. I believe it's Led Zeppelin 4.
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
All right, I'm giving myself a point. Okay, Emma, I'm going to ask you a question. Now I'm going to ask a question as a tiebreaker. You're both tied. I've been keeping score 4-4. Emma.
What the hell, 4-4?
It's 4-4. Emma, what is your favorite musician? And I'll ask a question about your favorite musician.
My favorite musician.
Who do you play around the house more than anyone? Or who have you played recently a lot?
I've been playing Charles Mingus a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy, ask us a trivia question about Charles Mingus.
Okay. Okay, Emma?
Let me ask Andy a trivia question about Charles Mingus.
Yeah.
Charles Mingus played what instrument?
Well, I know his nickname.
What was his nickname?
The Claw Jr.
The Claw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Charles Mingus. Right? Charles Mingus played piano.
No, that's incorrect.
He was a multi-instrumentalist.
But he was most known for playing which instrument?
Exactly.
Bass. Yeah, bass. Exactly. Emma gets it.
Emma, here's... Okay, Emma for extra... Emma, how old was Charles Mingus when he passed? Within 3 years. How old a man was he when he passed away? Within 3 years.
How do you... You don't know... You're asking questions that you don't know the answers to.
I have a rough idea.
Simply too young. Probably under 80.
Yeah, that's true. Under 80. Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. You know why he was under 80? You know why he died so young, Emma?
Terrible reason.
He had a drink. He had a drink. He had a few drinks every evening around 6:15 p.m. That was his daily routine, Emma. Sound familiar, sweetheart?
Not here, please.
All right. Well, you want to thank our... So what did we learn? Who's winning here, Ken? You're mad at me.
Let's go for one more round.
Okay. Can we do one more round?
Sure.
Okay.
But can you perhaps only ask questions you know the answers to?
Yes, I can.
I prepared a bunch of questions because you told me to.
Well, but all of Ken's questions were multiple choice. What is the only musician to have won the Nobel Prize?
Stoned, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's such a recent reference. Yeah. I thought Emma had a shot.
Well, of course.
My brain just works a little.
I know, Emma. I understand. You have Charles Mingus disease.
Everybody must get stoned.
Everybody must. Can I ask Emma? This is just for Emma. Emma, fill in the blank. Here's a musical quote.
I don't want to disappoint you.
Okay. Blank sucks. Blank sucks. That's an easy one, Emma. Blank sucks.
Stone's got it.
No, and this is
the answer.
Okay, Stone, what's the answer?
Yeah, what is the answer, Stone?
Disco. Yeah. Disco sucks.
I will accept disco. I
like disco.
Well, the judges were waiting for...
I thought the answer was Yanni.
The real answer is the Moody Blues.
No.
Yeah.
Come on, that song Go Now, that's a good song.
How do you explain this then?
Yeah.
The Moody Blues suck.
Bands that suck can sometimes do a good song.
You guys have been great. These two have been great.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Emma. The score
is
Stone Team 2 and Drunk Team 2.
Yeah. Oh, man, it couldn't be more exciting.
Yeah, it's a tied horse race, and we're looking for a stoned caller at 201-209-9368.
Or if you've been drinking a little bit, 201-209-0781. 0781.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Here we go.
You ready?
I'm ready. As soon as people start calling in, we're going to have an exciting round two.
You know what? I have a question.
Yeah.
That I'm going to let people Google.
Okay.
It's such a challenging question.
All right. What is it?
I just need two callers.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to let them Google.
Why?
Because it's challenging, and even Googling, they won't.
Yeah, but they can't talk while they're Googling. It's no fun to hear this.
But it's funny if they're stoned or drunk trying to Google.
All right, we have a stoned caller and a drunk caller.
Excellent. Okay, who's our stoned caller?
Who's our stoned caller?
Yes, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Michael.
And who's our drunk caller?
My name's Brett.
Hey, Brett.
Brett. Now, Michael, where are you calling from? Look out the window, Michael. Boston, tell us what you think.
I may not be stoned enough for this. I'm just a little buzzed.
I
think you'll do fine, Michael.
And then, Brett, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. That's where your teammate Emma called from.
No, that was Staten Island.
Oh, Staten. Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
Different island.
Different island.
I made it off.
That's right. Yeah, you made it off. And Brett, what have you been drinking? How much have you had to drink today? Could you drive?
No, Brett's the drinker.
Yes, exactly. Brett, could you drive right now? Could you legally drive?
You know, that's not for me to answer, you know. That's for the law.
Yeah.
You
know. I've been watching, you know what I've been watching on YouTube lately? I'm kind of addicted to it.
What?
Cops pulling drunk drivers over.
Why?
It's just amazing. Wow. Because of body cams, it's the greatest drama on earth. I mean, body cams were made for YouTube. You've got to watch this.
And what are the typical, do you get people being argumentative?
Oh, my God. Everyone knows the law better than the cops. You can't arrest me. I don't have to get out of the car. They just know the law better than the guy. And they're all pulled out of the car and arrested and convicted. Everyone is a ACLU lawyer. It's fantastic.
And how do
more
these...
like sovereign citizens.
They're all sovereign citizens.
Why do these...
I don't have to show you my license.
Why do these police body cams end up on YouTube?
Well, because once they go to court, it's public domain. And anyone can request them. It's a huge thing. They all have millions of hits.
But if they go to court, it means that the person who is pulled over thinks they presumably have some leg to stand on. Otherwise, wouldn't they just pay the damn fine?
Well, I mean, no. These are often very serious crimes. These are often resisting arrest, and these become felonies.
I see.
All you have to
they
do
think they have a leg to stand on, but they're legless.
Yeah, all you have to do is kick a cop when you're drunk. Uh-huh. Kick a cop as he's handcuffing you, that's aggravated assault.
Right.
That's a felony. And it's just the greatest drama on earth. I recommend it. It's what I watch every night. Okay, are you ready? Okay, so it's Michael in Boston, Brett on Long Island. Are you ready?
I was actually born that way, but thanks for asking.
You were born ready. Okay, well, now these guys sound young. I'm trying to make it... okay, name the...
I'm in the
60s. Okay. Name the first Beach Boy, original Beach Boy, to pass away.
Oh, Lord. Brian
Wilson's mind count?
Brian Wilson's mind is, I think that's good for half a point.
Yeah, right. All right. We'll give Michael half a point for that. And Brett, do you want to take a guess?
Brian Wilson's relationship with his father?
Yep, that did pass away also.
Can't give you half a point for that.
Who is manager?
Dennis Wilson hung around Manson so much, I think that should count for being killed.
I think Dennis Wilson is the answer.
Yeah, I think Dennis Wilson must be right, yeah.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, Dennis Wilson. Okay,
all right,
so what's
Stone,
the score?
The Stone team has taken the lead, 2.5 points to 2.
Okay.
Good going, Michael.
Yeah, Michael, way to go, fella.
Good Brian Wilson joke, too.
Okay. Name the longest Beatles single to break the top 10.
Oh, I know that.
Wait, what?
Longest in duration or longest in the top 10?
Longest in duration.
The longest in duration. And if you're, Brett, if you know it, you
single?
Say, if you say, Brett, if
hey
you know.
Jude.
Oh, hey, Jude.
Michael
right.
gets it.
But wait, is Michael Googling this?
No, Michael doesn't know.
No, I just may not be stoned enough.
That was a famously long
single.
Yeah, it was famously long, and
DJ Goes to the Bathroom single.
Yeah, they didn't want to put it out because it was too long, because they didn't even think it would get played on the radio.
I had a Rolling Stone album, a vinyl album, as a kid, and it had a zipper on the cover. I could zip it down and I could zip it up. It had a working zipper.
Right, Andy Warhol did that cover.
What is the name of the album?
Oh, this is one of the questions?
Yes.
Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers is right.
Michael gets it again, and the Stone team is running away with it here.
Oh, I'm going to ask
you a guy.
I'm going to ask Brett a question. This is just for Brett. Brett, how old are you? And I'll cater my question to you.
38.
Brett is 38. Okay, Brett, this is for you. Brett, this is just for Brett. Name a musician who was not in the band, the Wu-Tang Clan. The Wu-Tang Clan. Name a musician.
That was not?
Yes.
Oh, that's a hard one. That's tough.
And he can't ever have been in any iteration of that band.
Damn, that's hard.
How about
Brett?
Brian Wilson?
Brian Wilson.
Is correct!
Hold on, let me check my list. Brian Wilson will do, yes.
All right. Well played,
Brett. My little alky friend, Brett.
4.5 to 3. Stone team still in the lead.
I'll explain to you the difference between a janitor and a waiter. You've never humiliated a janitor trying to impress a woman.
Well, that's true. Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah.
But she didn't say a janitor was the same as a waiter. She said a janitor was like a waiter.
They're not.
Or a janitor.
They're not
a
at all.
Like a musician. Oh, maybe I'm stoned enough.
You don't think a janitor is like a waiter?
Oh, no, though.
No.
A janitor versus waiter for Kirk Cobain.
Very different skill set needed for those two jobs.
How about if the waiter drops the whole tray?
Then you need a janitor.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to have the waiter clean it up. You're going to call the janitor.
You're going to call Kurt Cobain before he was playing music.
Yeah, huh? Oh, I see. Okay, I get the difference now. Okay, here we go. Last question. This is a tiebreaker. This is a Grateful Dead question. Do you guys play the Grateful Dead on this little station?
No.
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes, we do.
To Michael, I think.
Name the song. I'm gonna recite a lyric. Just name the song it's from. I was just listening to it on my way in. Because I couldn't get FMU to come up on the radio.
Because you couldn't remember the frequency, maybe?
What is the frequency?
It's in this part of the world, it's 91.1.
Oh, 91.1. A point one. I was trying to find 911. It didn't go up that high.
Yeah. It only, goes up to 107 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were listening to the Dead on the way in.
Yeah, these guys don't know the Dead, so why would I even bother?
No, I think they know the Dead.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
And not as well as a lot of people I know, but.
Okay, here's a lyric from a song I was just listening to. What was the song I was listening to on the way in? What?
Ripple.
Not Ripple.
Good guess, though.
What? It was like an hour ago.
Yeah,
it was less than an hour.
How are they supposed to know what you were listening to?
Are we guessing the song you were listening to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the way in.
I'm sorry, Brett.
What is it, Brett? Name, what do you think it was?
I don't even know none of the songs.
Oh, my God. It was less than an hour ago.
Hey, Brett, you could guess Dark Star.
No,
you could guess Cumberland Blues.
Me and My Uncle.
Yes. I swear to God. It was Me and My Uncle.
Have you ever heard Joni Mitchell's version of that?
Wait a minute. Okay.
Joan Anderson.
Michael.
Michael gets it. Michael's a mind reader.
Michael, for 30 points. For 30 points, who wrote the song Me and My Uncle?
John Phillips.
Exactly right.
During a drunk blackout.
That's exactly. He didn't remember writing it when he heard the song.
Found a cassette tape. Actually, he gave the cassette tape to someone else.
Yes.
And then the first thing he claims that the first thing he knew of it was when he got a royalty check.
Wow.
That's talent. Isn't that amazing? Yes, I've heard that story.
Hey, that's a hell of a layup.
Did you know that John Phillips, after the Mamas and the Papas disbanded, he wrote like an outer space screenplay, an outer space fantasy screenplay? I can't remember what it was called. And he recorded the soundtrack album for it. And he claims that John Lucas ripped it off to make Star Wars.
He claims he inspired Star Wars?
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
Yeah, huh.
And he was evidently guilty of incest.
I wonder what his girlfriend / wife thought of the song.
Oh, you mean his daughter?
His daughter / wife. Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant. His daughter / wife.
Mackenzie?
Yeah, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie.
Now that's convenience.
All the love in the world for that girl.
That's convenience.
That's illegal.
Huh?
That's illegal.
Andy prefers to think of it as convenient.
Yeah. Oh, it's my wife's birthday. Oh, it's my girlfriend's birthday. It's one gift.
So what does he look for at the convenience store?
Oh, it's fun to joke about Mackenzie Phillips and John Phillips.
Poor Mackenzie Phillips.
Wait, is she still with us?
I think so,
Is she still alive?
Probably.
Oh, baby. Oh, no. Oh, baby.
Yeah, John Phillips is dead. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad we're on the same page about John Phillips.
How dead is John Phillips?
Really, really dead.
Hold on. I'm looking it up.
That's correct, right?
Yeah. He is very dead.
Michael.
He is dead as Kim Fowley.
He's way deader than Kim Fowley.
Michael, if you're even a little stoned, I've got to say I'm very impressed. You've dazzled us.
Yeah, and the Stone team has taken a commanding lead. Thank you, Brett and Michael. We're going to get two new contestants.
Brett, you're a disgrace to alcoholics and drunks everywhere.
Well, Brett got a point. He did get a point.
Yeah.
Are we really giving Michael 30 points?
I don't know. Whatever you want, son. Whatever makes you happy, son. I was born to make you happy.
Yeah, that makes it too much of a runaway for the Stone team. I mean, I want the
Stone team. No. We'll give him 1 point.
I want the Stone team to win. I mean, Michael got 3.5 points, and then you gave him 30.
Well, I didn't think anyone would know who wrote Me and My Uncle. My God.
Me and My Uncle.
That came out of nowhere.
Was that about the sexual relationship that John Phillips had with his uncle?
I once saw a list of everyone John Phillips had not did not have sex with.
Must have been a very short list.
It wasn't a long list.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's calling the drunk hotline.
That's 201-209-0781. That's the drunk hotline. Take your time. Dial carefully, you drunks out there.
Hey, hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Michael, Tennessee.
Hey, Michael in Tennessee.
It's another drunk. And Ken, you owe drunks an apology. You didn't think we'd hear from any drunks.
Yeah, you're right. There's more drunks than I thought.
Yeah, we've got drunks,
Ken.
I thought
we were going to have trouble getting drunk.
You don't sell this station short. And Michael,
I guess I stupidly thought that like stoners can multitask, but drinkers, they just got to focus on the drinking. I guess I was wrong about that.
No, we can do multiple things at once.
You can. Michael, what have you had to drink today?
They can fall down and vomit.
Had some beers, and I'm kind of in a remote place where I can't get liquor, so I've been drinking these Limeritas, like a fake margarita. I think maybe by Budweiser.
Uh-huh. Limeritas. Interesting.
Yeah, it's like a cheap thing you buy in there.
And you've been drinking a little bit today. Could you legally drive right now? What state are you in, first off?
I think I could legally.
Everyone thinks.
Pass a breathalyzer? No.
All right, let's pick up the Stone hotline.
Michael, if you can't pass a breathalyzer, you cannot legally drive.
Right,
Michael, wait, I want to make sure Michael understands.
I do.
Okay, yeah, you just sit at home. You just listen to Uncle Ken and Uncle Andy.
Well, if you have your own breathalyzer.
Oh, yeah, if you have one of our WFMU breathalyzers. Yeah. Yeah.
No, never rely on the police breathalyzer.
Our breathalyzers, everything's legal. FMU. That'll be our marathon preview.
It's a perfect breathalyzer.
The perfect gift for Michael.
And who's on the Stoned Hotline?
This is Callum.
Hey, Callum.
Hey, thanks for calling, guys.
Callum, where are you calling from, Callum?
He doesn't know. He's stoned out of his mind. What's out the window? What do you see out the window? I see pretty trees?
A pizza place. Yeah. Chinese restaurant. Grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Cause.
Sounds like New Jersey to me.
Yeah, sounds like Patterson. Now, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, Callum?
Brooklyn,
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, are you ready? Callum, if you know the answer, you say stoned. Michael, if you know the answer, you say drunk.
Drunk, okay.
And Ken, your money's on Callum, huh?
Your
heart's there,
I want the Stone team to win.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Ken. That means a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan, Ken.
Thank you, Caleb.
Yeah.
Right back at you.
Yeah, you guys are brothers. You guys have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you smoke?
Oh, I don't smoke anymore.
No.
It's purely edibles for me from this point forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped smoking weed maybe 3 years ago.
He's Captain Ingest.
On doctor's orders?
Yeah.
Based on the lungs or the...
Yeah, lungs and the heart. Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was a dark, dark, dark day for your connection wasn't it?
No, no problem at all. Now I just use edibles.
It was Black Friday.
And now there's weed stores all over the place now.
Do you feel they make you more tired than like alert?
No. I mean, I've always had this weird reaction to pot where it energizes me. It doesn't make me tired.
Does it make you want to hear Kraftwerk?
No, not at all. No, I don't want to hear electronic music when I'm stoned.
I want to hear
guitar music when I'm stoned.
Do you?
Yeah.
Hey, you know who's good for that? Poco. Poco. Oh,
no, they're not good for that. Poco.
Oh, I thought you said guitar.
Yeah. I mean,
guitar music.
That's not what I think of as guitar music.
Well,
Poco?
What they say is true. There's just a little bit of magic in the country music you're hearing.
Okay.
Okay, Caleb, Michael, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to name a song. You tell me what band recorded this song.
Where are these questions coming from?
This is from page 83, wise guy, of your book.
Okay.
It's a cover of the 60s hit Venus. What band recorded it?
Well, what band had a hit with a cover of the song Venus in 1986?
You know the year.
Stoned?
Stones
is the psychedelic first.
You have to if you have to buzz in with stoned
yeah,
or
buzz
drunk.
In with stoned or drunk.
Stoned.
Go ahead, Caleb.
Is it the psychedelic furs?
No. Michael, do you want to take a guess?
No.
Okay.
And what's the answer?
All right. Well, what David Bowie?
No.
No.
I don't know.
It's the unfortunate band Bananarama.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Which guess was closer to Which guess was closer to Bananarama? Caleb's the Stones?
Well, Caleb's the only one who guessed.
Michael, no, Michael had a guess.
Michael passed, I thought.
I think I was closer.
Yeah, Michael passed. I guess both.
Michael passed.
I think passing and not answering is closer to the right answer.
Than the Stones?
Yes.
I didn't understand. It was Venus. You said Venus?
Yeah
Venus.
Yeah.
I thought you said Zenith. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not awarding any points
I'm
here?
I'm your Venus, I'm your fire, what's your desire?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay,
well,
what?
No points were awarded during that round, Andy. Man, this is flying by.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I'll be
oh, shut up, you and your sarcasm.
It is. No, we only have 10 minutes left.
Oh, I thought you were being,
I wasn't even being sarcastic.
You weren't?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, hey, guys. What song, now, this might make Ken, because Ken might argue that this is more subjective.
Why don't you like, ask the question, guy?
What song has the worst lyrics of any song ever written?
No, no, no.
No, there's an objective answer
no,
to this.
No, there's no
Shut up, there
answer.
Really is.
Any Drunk. Song by Charles Manson.
Drunk.
Drunk, yes. What's the answer?
It's We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Okay. That's correct.
No, that is not correct.
Oh, that is correct.
No, that's like number 18 or 19. I left the list at home. The number one song, the worst lyrics of any song ever written. Does anybody know what time it is by Chicago?
Okay.
That's not what you said the last time you talked about this.
I didn't get a chance to answer.
You talked about this issue on the air once before, and you said a completely different song. It was a song about not wanting to go out in the rain. Wanting to go out in the rain so that your tears would be disguised.
The tracks
by the
of
rain.
My tears. Yeah, that's the worst song. Yeah. I've just changed my opinion.
Okay, so no points awarded again.
Oh, no, wait. No, not Tracks of My Tears. That's I Wish It Would Rain.
I Wish It Would Rain.
By the
right.
Temptations.
I Wish It Would Rain so that my tears of sorrow would be disguised by the rain.
He, day after day, he sits up in his room. Looking out the window, looking at the weather.
Wanting to go to the grocery store to buy some toilet
paper.
Yeah,
he is so damn hungry.
Yeah.
But he won't go outside till
because everybody will know that his girl just left him because he's crying so much.
You're right. It's the worst song ever written.
So he wants it to rain so that he can get some cover for his tears.
You know who loves that song more than anyone? The only person that really loves that song?
Who?
The guy that wrote the lyrics for Chicago. Okay. I mean, this is a two-part question. Who had a hit with a boy named Sue, and who wrote a boy named Sue?
Drunk.
Go ahead, yes. Drunk.
I would say Johnny Cash had the hit.
Right.
Johnny Cash had a hit.
Correct.
And
who? And who wrote it?
I guess maybe that he didn't write it.
He did not write it.
I've been stoned.
Stoned. Yes. For extra credit. Yes.
June Carter.
No,
June Carter, that was not a good guess. You lose a point, Ken, for saying good guess.
I don't get any points.
Oh, okay.
It was Shel Silverstein.
Yeah. But
that was my second guess.
Right.
But June Carter, it was a dumb guess.
Yeah, well, thank you.
We're losing
Johnny Cash was probably with June Carter at the time that he had the hit.
You know,
it.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to try, right?
Yeah, well, let's keep Caleb and Michael on because we only have, you know, another.
Yeah, one more.
Okay. The late Jeff Buckley, you're a big fan of his. What was the name of his famous father, his songwriting father?
Oh, man.
The answer might surprise you.
Really? Why?
Because they don't know the answer, so anything I say will surprise them.
I know. I think I know it.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to say Drunk or Stone.
You have to say Drunk or Stone to represent your team.
I know. I'm not sure I know it.
Totally. He can't remember if he's drunk
Jeff
or stone.
Jeff Buckley's the kid?
Jeff Buckley's the kid. Oh, they're Googling this.
I'm not Googling
it. No, either. I'm not. I don't do that.
Outside.
Hey, now we're going to let him go. Okay, the answer is Tim Buckley.
Tim. Yes.
I was a fan of Tim Buckley. That dates me right there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That puts me with you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let anyone Google this because I kind of stumbled on this.
Why don't we move on and skip Google, you know?
Oh, you don't want to Google?
Yeah, well, it's not fun to listen to people Google on the radio.
Well, it's not fun to listen to this either. Pick your poison.
This is more fun than listening to people.
I challenge. I don't think it is. Yeah. You think this is more fun than listening to people typing?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
The show we're in the middle of?
Yeah, I really think that. I know it's amazing, but that's my
opinion. I guess you have to say it. You're station manager.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's sad. Okay.
You go ahead and have your little Google contest, and I will not interfere. Go ahead.
Okay.
No.
Okay, we're moving on. Hey, what singer is married to Edie Brickell? Remember Edie Brickell?
Yeah.
Paul Simon?
Yeah, Drunk is Right.
Yeah.
It's Paul Simon.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and for extra points, are they happily married?
Oh, poor Drunk. Edie Brickell. Yeah, no. Jesus.
Stoned. Well,
the answer is no way for us to know. Don't even try to speculate.
Oh, it's not possible to be happily married to Paul Simon.
Guys. It is Paul Simon. Of course it is.
No, it's not.
You can't be happily married to Paul Simon?
No, he's such a miserable little man.
He's the most talented guy. Pound for pound.
No, he's the guy who wrote 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Yeah.
Just skip out the back, Jack. It's that guy. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
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 Make a New Plan, Stan.
Well,
talk about some of the worst lyrics ever written.
Well, wait. But if Jack was sneaking out the back, why did Stan have to make a new plan? You know, if I was Stan, you know what I'd do?
What?
Just follow Jack.
All right, guys. It was great talking to y'all. I'm going to let y'all go now.
Thanks, Michael.
Wow.
You see that,
wow.
Andy?
That's the most mature. Okay, that's the most mature response we've ever heard.
Thanks, Callum.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah. The adults have had enough.
No, he could handle a lot, but he couldn't handle insults towards Paul Simon.
Yeah. Paul Simon's pretty great.
I hate Paul Simon.
No, you don't.
I really, truly do.
How do you explain this?
Yeah.
He's great.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. He's one of my heroes.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. He's a plagiarist.
No, he's not a plagiarist.
Yes, he is. He, has ripped off melodies left and right his entire career.
Okay. I'm going to give you permission. You now have a blank slate. Go rip off any of those melodies and write a song. A tenth is good.
Well, I don't have a problem with him covering other people's melodies, but he should give the original writer credit.
Oh, my God. Who are you quoting? What, something off of Graceland that sounded familiar to somebody else?
Well, Graceland's a perfect example.
He gave lots of credit on Graceland. He shared credit with half the songs on Graceland.
All right. Somebody's calling the Drunk Hotline. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Martin.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Martin.
Martin, you are representing Team Drunk.
Martin, what have you had to drink today?
Well, I started kind of late.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy.
To represent the drunk team.
It's not where you start, Martin. It's where you end up,
well,
right?
We only have a couple of minutes left.
Okay.
Scotch and a beer. And
We need someone stoned.
I want to say that I kind of cross over a little bit.
Martin, you need a bourbon.
No, he's been token up too. He's both.
Oh, he's both.
Yeah, Ken.
I'm bi. Yeah.
He's
but
bi.
You have to have a bourbon and then you'll fulfill the trifecta.
Yeah.
One bourbon,
I'm
one
bi.
Scotch, and one
I
beer.
I could call either number.
He's bi. Okay.
Go
so Martin, I'm going to ask you a question. Martin, if the drunk side of your brain knows the answer, you say drunk. If the stone side of your brain knows the answer, you say stoned. Are you ready?
Go.
Are you ready? Okay,
yes.
Here's the hit, Martin. Here's the song. Who sang this song? Hanky Panky. My baby does the Hanky Panky. I was just listening to that also.
You picked the worst song.
Yeah,
I know it's a bad song.
Terrible freaking song.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, that's not right.
The answer is Tommy James.
That's like spitting in my face almost.
The answer is Tommy James, and it's kind of a sad story because you think Tommy James would have...
Let's see, Hanky Panky.
You think Tommy James would have the world by a string? You'd think he'd have no problems at all.
Oh, my God.
But his baby, apparently, his baby does the Hanky Panky. Okay.
And, you know, that's code for, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Biggie with it, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to name a song. I don't know. What am I hearing?
That's Mike. Sorry.
What are you doing, Ken?
Hey, is that the Titanic? That's music from the Titanic, I think.
No.
That's my reminder to put money in my meter.
although Martin, you made a very good point.
James Brown or
FMU. FMU is in at least in one way very much like the... Well, I guess it's not like the Titanic. You know how FMU is different from the Titanic?
How?
For at least 3 days, the Titanic was financially solvent.
Well, it was.
It had three good days.
It was floating.
Yeah. They were making money for 3 days. Don't you envy them?
How come I can't get this damn thing to... Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, who? Okay, Martin. Who? Okay, this is... Martin, are you familiar with... how old are you, son? And I'll ask a question catered to you and your little generation.
I'm old. You know, I'd rather not go there. Let's just
who had a hit with? Who had a hit covering?
I voted for Jimmy Carter. Okay.
Let's okay. Say no more. Okay. Oh, here's a good question. Then you voted for Jimmy Carter. Ken and I know the answer to this. What musician spent Jimmy Carter was elected president? What musician spent Jimmy Carter's first night in the White House with him? Shared the White House with Jimmy Carter.
Cher.
Was invited to spend the night.
Cher.
Jimmy. Wow. Jimmy Carter's first night in the White House.
It was Cher.
It was not Cher. I'm going to give Martin a hint. Jimmy Carter felt indebted to this musician. It was the first musician that endorsed him in his campaign.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Wow. That's
you mentioned Jimmy Carter.
Leif Garrett?
No, it wasn't
I'm
Leif Garrett.
Leif
Garrett.
Right with my drunk, you know.
Yes, this is drunk.
And say Kris Kristofferson.
Good
Not
guess.
A bad guess. I guess, you know, if you knew the state Jimmy Carter hailed from, of course, Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I know it's Georgia.
Of course, that might be a clue you need.
Charlie Daniels.
Oh.
Not a bad guess.
Marshall Tucker.
That's a good guess.
Okay, how about this?
Jimmy Buffett.
I'm going to make it easy for Martin because we're running out of time. Martin, we want you on the scoreboard. It's a true or false question. Was Greg Allman the first musician to spend a night at the White House after Jimmy Carter moved in?
False!
No, that's false.
No, that's incorrect.
But what's the damn answer?
The answer is true.
Hey, we're out of time. We're out of time.
And who won the Stone? Who won our Stone friend?
No, it was a crappy show, but it turned out to be really funny.
Oh, the Stone team ran away with it. Thank you, Martin.
It was a crappy show, says Martin. The reviews are in.
We are out of time. WFMU East Orange, WMFU.
Thanks, Jeremiah. Thanks to our Stone friends. Thanks to our drunk friends.
And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. Our theme song is Broken.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Morning, and it lasts a broad daylight. Well, I tossed and tumbled, baby, long into the crack of dawn. Still okay, but I should have known, baby, you were gone to stay. I woke up screaming, and I'm still in misery. And I'll keep right on screaming till you come back home. Okay, but I should have known, baby, you were gone. I woke up screaming, and I'm still in misery. And I'll keep right on screaming till you come back home to me. Ocean, I'd swim to the bank and crawl right home to you. Yeah, ain't I love you, baby? 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 Ain't I love you, baby?